Australians who contracted hepatitis C decades ago are only now starting to develop terminal liver disease at an alarming rate, a trend that public health experts warn could have catastrophic consequences for the health system. More than half of Australia's 250,000 Hep C sufferers are baby boomers who contracted the virus back in the 60s and 70s when experimental drug taking was rampant. Most of these patients have, until now, remained in good health. But after 30 or more years of living with the virus, the number getting liver cancer or waiting for liver transplants is now dramatically on the rise, leaping from 10% to 40% in the past 5 years. Deborah Cornwall with this report.
Jack Wallace is a public health researcher and just one of a quarter of a million Australians with hepatitis C who have largely tried to ignore their disease, just hoping they're not among the one in three who will die of liver failure.
I've been putting off treatment for the last 20 years because the current treatments, the side effects of them, are too hard for me to contemplate actually doing treatment.
Until now, treatment has had such a low success rate and the side effects so brutal, even doctors advise patients to play a sort of Russian roulette and wait for a better treatment to come along, hopefully before liver failure claims them first. That new treatment has now arrived. Professor Jeff McCorn is one of Australia's leading hepatologists.
It'll be revolutionary. We're talking about 95% cure rates with one or two tablets a day, essentially without any side effect.
The combination therapy has already been rolled out in the United States and just last month, parts of Europe. It's also come at a time when the first generation of hepatitis C sufferers, the baby boomers, are starting to succumb to liver failure in unprecedented numbers. Professor McCorn.
It's not quite what was found in the early 80s with HIV infection, but it's at times it is reminiscent. In the last 5 years, we've started to see the takeoff. If you go back 10 years, hepatitis C is a cause of these problems that we were seeing was down around about less than 10%, and now it's 40%. Liver cancer associated with hepatitis C is the most rapid growing cancer in the Western world. So 40 to 50% of liver cancers, hepatitis C. 40 to 50% of adults requiring liver transplant, hepatitis C.
Professor McCorn and his colleagues are lobbying hard to have the new therapy subsidised in Australia, starting with the most vulnerable patients. How far away are we from actually being able to access it?
If you walk in the door with chronic hepatitis C infection, academically and medically, you should be able to get these medications at some stage within the next, 1 to 3 to 5 years. The problem at the moment is the cost of these drugs in Europe and the United States is extraordinarily high, $90,000 to $100,000 or even more.
Hepatitis C is also such a stigmatised disease. There are no high-profile lobby groups or poster boys, and sufferers themselves tend to keep their condition a secret. Jack Wallace says such is the lack of understanding of the disease, few Australians even realise most people with the virus are in fact very middle-class citizens.
Once you disclose you've got hepatitis C, you're publicly disclosing the fact that you've injected drugs, and injecting drugs in Australia is a shameful thing to admit. And it's really interesting, like it's been 30 years since I'd last injected drugs, and most of the people that I interact with on a daily basis would have absolutely no idea of my history.
They're lawyers, some of them are doctors, some of them are bankers, musicians, tradesmen. The late 60s and 70s was a pretty wild time.
Sydney hepatologist Professor McCorn speaking there to Deborah Cornwall.